NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Iraqi and Kurdish forces are carrying out another counteroffensive against Sunni Islamist fighters. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the new push is aimed at freeing a town in northern Iraq that's been under siege for over 2 months.
The Shiite Turkmen of Amirli have held out against the onslaught of the so-called Islamic State for nearly 80 days. They've run out of clean water, and residents report severe dehydration and other illnesses from drinking contaminated well water. Food and medicine is in short supply, with occasional Iraqi planes bringing aid. The Iraqi security forces hope to break the siege before any more lives are lost. Residents of Amirli, reached by phone, say they're exhausted, standing guard all night and trying to catch a little sleep before the blistering summer heat makes that impossible. Two residents say several women and children have died during the siege, but they couldn't provide exact numbers and their accounts could not be verified. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Erbil.
A university in Utah has taken the name of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid off of a campus outdoor center after local conservative politicians complained. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the president of Southern Utah University says he removed Reid's name from the center to avoid confusion.
Nevada Democrat Harry Reid graduated from Southern Utah University in the conservative Republican stronghold of Cedar City. Local elected officials not only complained about Reid's name gracing the campus outdoor center, they raised $40,000 to have it removed. University President Scott Wyatt said he declined the offer, but Reid's name disappeared from the center last week. Politics was not involved, Wyatt said. He blamed confusion over associating the Senate Majority Leader with outdoor recreation. Wyatt also said he was disappointed that naming the center after Reid did not generate contributions from the senator's friends. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
President Obama's weekly address focused on American workers. He says he's optimistic about the economy and called on Congress to take action on a fundamental workers' issue.
A hard day's work deserves a fair day's pay. And raising the minimum wage would be one of the best ways to give a boost to working families.
Obama is urging citizens this Labor Day weekend to be grateful for programs like Social Security and workplace safety laws that are part of working life due to the efforts of workers and organized labor. Speaking for the Republicans, Congressman Larry Bouchon of Indiana accused congressional Democrats of obstructing progress in Washington.
Put aside politics and do what Americans do every day, and that's get to work.
Bouchon says the GOP is focused on creating jobs, lowering costs, and restoring opportunity. Gas prices are the lowest they've been for a Labor Day weekend since 2010. The national average for a gallon of regular is about $3.40. This is NPR News. The Prime Minister of Lesotho has accused the army of staging a coup, a charge the military denies. The tiny Southern African kingdom has a turbulent history of coups and intermittent military intervention. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton reports the Prime Minister says he's fled to neighboring South Africa.
Lesotho's Prime Minister Tom Tabane says he was warned about what he calls a military coup and tells the BBC he's taken refuge across the border in South Africa.
I've been removed from control not by the people but by the armed forces, and that is illegal. As soon as I know I'm not going to get killed, I'll go back because I still have a mandate to continue. I will return as soon as my life is not endangered. I won't go into Lesotho to get killed.
The Prime Minister has led a shaky coalition government after elections in Lesotho in 2012. But there's been feuding within the unity government and Tabane suspended parliament in June. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
Six people are dead after a fire swept through a mobile home in eastern North Carolina last night. Sampson County Sheriff's Captain Eric Pope says investigators are trying to determine if the fire was intentionally set.
Although we do not have any indicators of foul play, we are still continuing the investigation as criminal until everything can be ruled out.
The names of the victims were not released, and officials say it could be a couple of days before the medical examiner confirms their identities. It's also unknown how the six were related. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.
Support.